Hello and welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth Amos, your host. It is really, really good to be here with you. This week I went on Ultra 106.5 like I normally do, and I had a chat to Scotty and we talked about a life-changing moment for me. So have a listen and then I'll unpack it a bit more later. This episode is going to be pretty much a book review, I think, about an important book that really has really, really helped me out in my life. And I think it could be helpful for you. So anyway, have a listen to me and Scott, and then I'll chat more about it afterwards.
And Ruth Amos is with me once again this morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
I like it because you're talking about Ultra 106.5 this morning.
I surely am.
Now we should tell people that you've had a long, long history with this radio station.
I have. My parents were president and vice president back in the 90s. So, yeah, we go back a long way. And we listened before then. We were associated right back at the beginning when it was 7HFCFM.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember your mum and dad clearly. I mean, I'm still friends with them now, but they were such an encouragement to me. I was a very young Christian, only been a Christian for 3 years when I came to this radio station, and they were just such an encouragement. I remember that the worship times we had in there in the room, and your mum would be playing on a piano, and even now I find them such an encouragement and such a legacy that they have.
They're amazing people. Yeah. I am so blessed to have them.
Yeah. You are. So what are we talking about today?
Well, see, let me set the scene for you, all right, because I have not always been an organised person. And I remember really vividly one day where I got up and I looked at my house. This is when I had little kids. And it was so disgusting. It disgusted me. So I'm no judgment on anyone how they want to keep their house, but I was disgusted by my house. I thought it was so bad that I nicked off over the road to my friend and had a cuppa with her. Well, while I was gone, Moz decided for the first time to bring a work makeover for a cuppa because they were doing some work in the area. He thought, I'll bring him over for a cup of tea. Walked into the house. It was horrible. So I knew something had to change, right? So anyway, one night after that, I was listening to Ultra 106.5. I was listening to Focus on the Family. I don't know why I was up at 10. I've never been a late owl, but anyway, I was. And a lady called Sandra Felton came on. She had a book called The Messy Manual, which is now called Messy No More. And she talks about how to declutter and organise your house and do the housework and get yourself together. And that was the start of my organising journey.
Wow, that's so good.
Yeah.
And then here you are now, one of the most organised people I know.
It makes a difference. Turns out I like clean spaces and clear lines and whatever. But yeah, I had a fair bit of work to do.
I like clean spaces and clean lines too. I've kind of almost given up on it for the period of time in our family. But maybe one day we might have that again.
Maybe you will. Yeah.
So what would be some tips that you might give to people?
Yeah, so one of her very top tips was the decluttering tip. So she says, and I know there's different ways. I know there's the Marie Kondo way where you just pull everything out and then put it back as it sparks joy. And I know that there's another method where the first thing you do is get rid of the rubbish that's in the room and then move on from there. But Sandra Felton's method is to sort of start at the front door, turn right, whatever you see there. You take it and you open every drawer and you clear off every space. You put it into three boxes, a keep box, a throwaway box, and a giveaway box. And then the stuff you're keeping, you put back all the same things in the same place. So all your pens go in a pen drawer. All of your rubber bands go in a little rubber band bag.
That's amazing.
And she even suggests, like, if you struggle with this, label the containers. Make so that you know this is where the extension cords go. They go in the extension cord place. So just getting rid of, I had to get rid of all the letters that my grade 10 boyfriend wrote to me.
Moz was probably happy about that.
Yeah. And the other thing I remember keeping was, like, because of craft things for the kids, I just, you know, kept every toilet roll, every cereal box, you don't have to do this.
We still have chargers in our drawer from like 1990s or, you know, 2000, early 2000s Nokias. You know, I'm like, we don't need that anymore.
This is not a good thing to hang on to.
Can I make a public confession? And I'm sure she's not listening, but I'm sure it's going to get back to her. I wait for my wife to go away because she may be a little bit of a hoarder. I wait for her to go away over weekend and then I go nuts and I chuck all the stuff out. Like, and she comes back and she's like, what have you done? What have you done? I'm like, nothing.
Doesn't it look great? Doesn't it look great now? Hey, look, here's a revolutionary idea. We have an empty drawer in our house.
Wow.
A drawer with nothing in it.
Is that like a symbolic thing or is it like?
Well, no, it's actually my library book drawer. So I do put library books in it sometimes, but not at the moment. And I just like the idea that you don't actually have to fill.
There's a space there that you actually don't have to put something in.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Hey, Ruth, what's your email address? Sorry, what's your website address?
ruthamos.com.au.
All right. I do know that. Yeah. I really do.
You do, sure. Sure. But I'll be talking a bit more on my podcast about different things that Sandra said that helped me organise my house.
Nice. Sounds great. ruthamos.com.au.
That's the one.
Hey, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Yeah.
So that was really great to have a talk with Scotty, as per usual, and he did a little overshare, as per usual. I haven't heard back from Marianne how she feels about what he says. Anyway, and the other thing I noticed listening back to this is, we both had quite croaky throats. We were both there really struggling not to cough, but we were well. We were just croaky. Anyway, I'm hoping I'm not too croaky today. As soon as you start talking about being croaky, you feel croaky. But it was really nice for me to go back and revisit Sandra Felton's book and all that time ago that started me on the journey. And I had another look at it. I've pulled it off my bookshelf today and had a bit of a quick squeeze through it so that I can give you a decent overview of what the book's about. I don't think that Sandra's the only way to do this. And also I think that some of the things that she talks about possibly quite old-fashioned now, because she wrote this a long, long time ago. I was just looking it up online and they had the 25th anniversary in 2005. So what are we up, 35, 40, 40th anniversary, nearly coming up for the 50th. But for me, it was life-changing. And I hope that I can pass on some of that to you. But, you know, I highly recommend it. One of the amazing things about her book was that she said, look, when she left home, she couldn't keep her house tidy and she really didn't understand why. And her mother was quite a neat and tidy person and yet she couldn't, she just couldn't make it work in her house, and she'd think her house was too small or there were too many people in it or it was too pokey or there wasn't enough storage or, you know, and they'd move from house to house to house and she still couldn't keep it clean. It took her a while to realise that the defining factor in all of this, the thing that was constant, was that she was in the house and therefore it was something she was doing that wasn't right, that was leading to having a messy house. And I really understood how she felt, because when I started on this journey, I'd moved 3 times in 6 months. I was over moving. I wanted to stay where we were. I didn't particularly love our house. It was quite small and whatever, but you know, I knew I had to get myself into gear. And the other thing was that I really liked about what she said was it was organizing her house and having a clean and tidy house wasn't about the house. It was about freeing your life up so that you could do your life purpose, because life is not all about housekeeping. Life is about all sorts of other things. But if your house is under control and things are in a good place, I'm hoping you can't hear that siren that's bothering me at the moment, but I apologize if there's a siren in the background. Anyway, if your house is under control and you're organized, then you can do the craft work that you want to do. I can write the books I want to write. You can have people over if that's your thing. You can fulfill your life's purpose, whatever that purpose might be. And I think it's just so important to have that peaceful and calm and solid resting place, your home, that jumping off place that you can go out and do fulfill your life's purpose. But in order to do that, you can't have the chaos at home. And so for me, that was what it was about. And Sandra goes into all sorts of reasons why you might find it hard to keep your house clean. She labels us messies, us people who have struggles with organizing. And, you know, she labels us, so you might be a perfectionist messy. The reason why you can't keep your house clean is because when you go to, say, clean your bathroom, you're there making sure that absolutely every surface is absolutely spotless and beautiful and whatever, and it might take you 3 or 4 hours to clean your bathroom. Well, by the time you finish that, you're not going to want to do anything else. Or you might be a rebellious messy because your mother was clean, you now leave stuff out. Or because your father was a very neat and tidy person, or you might decide that piles of paper everywhere is the way you're going to be out of a sense of rebellion, which is not a good way to be. Or you might be, she calls it the old-fashioned messy. I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. I'm going to cook everything from scratch. I'm going to not use any labor-saving devices. I'm going to make my own soap. I'm going to do, you know, which is fine. It is fine to be like that, but it might be meaning that you just never get on top of anything in the house and you might need to cut yourself some slack and then get organized and then do your soap making thing. You know what I mean? So and there's more and more and more. She goes through several different personality types and reasons why you might be a messy person. If you want to hear any more about this, like if something I say today piques your interest, I'd love to hear because I can do an episode on any of these things. I'm quite into this, as you know. One of the things that she makes really, really clear is that you're not messy because you're lazy. Laziness is not the issue here. It's not the fundamental underlying reason. There is always another reason why we procrastinate, and you can't just say, oh, I'm just lazy and leave it at that. That is not the way it is. So going from that position of saying, why am I like this and what can I change in my mind so that I can become more organized? Then she talks about not necessarily ways to clean your house, but ways to organize your house. And she has two major methods. And one I talked with Scotty about is the Mount Vernon method. The other one is for rather, if you've got, you know, you've got a really big problem that you need to deal with, she calls it the Mount Vesuvius method, the volcanic method. So Mount Vernon is really, as I said, you just take thing after thing in your house. You go through every part of your house and open every drawer and look at every surface, and you just take it day by day. I mean, you're not going to finish this all at once. This is going to be a long-term project. But open the drawer, pull everything out, decide what belongs in that drawer, have a box for things that need to go somewhere else, have a box for things you need to give away, have a box for things you need to throw out. And you just go through and sort a bit by bit. I was thinking, you know, I told Scott I have an empty drawer in the house and it was my library book drawer. But I also have, I'm just looking as I came into this room, I thought I have more than one empty drawer. I have three empty drawers here in a chest of drawers in my spare room, which is also my study, so that if people stay over, they have drawers to put their own stuff in. And most of the time these drawers stay empty and I want to keep them empty because they have a purpose and their purpose will not be fulfilled if they're not empty. But yeah, so having a place for everything, knowing where that place is, if you or people in your household have trouble remembering that that is the place where all the charges go, then putting a label on it to say charges, letting people know this is the way it's going to be. That sort of method of going through and getting rid of our excess stuff. Because as Scott says, who needs Nokia chargers in your house? You don't. And I'm sure that all of us, including me, I think this is a regular thing that you need to do. In fact, I know I've got in the back of my mind, there's a whole lot of straws, plastic straws that we don't want to use, but nobody else wants them either. Anyway, you know, you pick up junk. We live in a world that's full of junk and you pick it up and it's really good to be able to get rid of that junk, throw it out. Or pass it on to somebody who needs it. Maybe I can hand these straws on to church and they can use them in their kids program to do craft with, you know. I don't need to be the holder of all of the things in the world. Mount Vesuvius is a slightly different method, and this is for if you can't you can't attack things in a Mount Vernon way because there's just too much stuff. So much more for people who are really struggling with the amount of stuff in their house. It's not even going to be able to be attacked in a way, in a bit-by-bit method. And what you do with Mount Vesuvius, the idea is that you get a whole lot of boxes. She talks about filing boxes. So they're, you know, boxes with lids and you can put labels on them. And you label them, soft toys, papers, I don't know what else, and you put things in the box. So, and when the box is full, you put the lid on, you put it in your garage, and you get another box, and you relabel it, and you go again, so that your stuff just gets sorted into boxes, so that all alike things are together. So, putting like things together is one of the major foundational tenets of Sandra Felton's way of doing things. But you put like things together. And you store it somewhere, and she's suggesting you store it in your garage. I don't have a garage, but anyway, store it somewhere. And then as you can, you sort through the boxes again. So once you've done that boxing and storing method, you can pull the boxes out. You can sort through what you're going to keep, what you're going to give away, and what you're going to throw away. But what it does is it clears the stuff from your house, and suddenly you realize, oh, I do like clean surfaces. I do like this room looking like you can see the floor, you know, and then you can move on from there and end up having a more organized house. And then she talks about a way to organize your daily life so that you do a little bit of housework every day. And she has something called the Flipper Method. And you know what? The Flipper Method did not work for me. So that's something Zandra Felton has that hasn't worked for me, which is just it's just a method of having a list of tasks, housekeeping tasks that you're going to do every day. It didn't work. I tried, didn't work. But anyway, it could work for you if you break down your week's worth of tasks into daily tasks that you can get done in half an hour or something, and then you do those tasks every day and tick them off as you go, then you know that those tasks are done. Because the whole idea of the Flipper Method is you get today's tasks done and then you're done with the housekeeping, so you can go and enjoy your life and do whatever your life's purpose is. So because we can feel like we've got so much to do that we always should be working on our houses, or always should be doing housework, and always, you know, and that feeling of always having jobs that you should be doing can become so overwhelming that you can't do anything. So if you break it down into, okay, today I have these five jobs, and once I've done those jobs, I'm done. I'm done for the day, and I can go off and do whatever I feel like. That's just so good, and that's the point of the Flipper Method. So I like the idea behind it, just the actual method didn't work for me, but that's fine. And one of the rules that I really like that I've tried to keep in mind since reading the book is the 30-second rule, which is if it takes 30 seconds or less to do it now. So if you see socks on the floor and you know that in less than 30 seconds you can have those in your dirty washing basket, then pick them up and put them in the dirty washing basket. And it's only going to take 30 seconds and that job will be done. Because as she says, piles attract piles. So once you start having a pile of socks and shoes on the floor, or a pile of papers on a table, or a pile of dishes next to the sink, that's going to just attract more rubbish to it. You're not going to feel as bad about putting another dish on that pile if there's already a pile of dishes. So yeah, okay, there's so much and I feel like I'm ranting and raving. But I just have to say Zandra Felton's work was just life-changing for me. And I think that having your house organized, and I think it's a family job or a everyone job. If you live by yourself, then it is your job. If you live with any other person, then it is everyone's job. Everyone who lives in the house has some responsibility for that house. And how you divide that up is up to you. But I really think it's an important thing that all of us take some responsibility, because we live in a world of entropy. And entropy is the scientific concept that everything's falling apart all the time, that things tend towards disorder. So if you don't put energy into any system in the universe, that system is going to become disordered. That's a scientific fact. It is. It's been known for quite some time. So knowing that you are fighting against entropy, it is a really good idea to have some sort of technique or method for bringing order back into your life. And yes, I know this is my year of order and I'm all about order. I love having things in order. So the book is called The Messies Manual by Zandra Felton. You can Google it and you'll come up with The Messies Manual, The New Messies Manual, The Messies Manual 25th Anniversary Edition, Messy No More, goodness knows what else. But I found it really worthwhile. But if you want me to talk about any of this in greater depth, I'll tell you what Zandra said, and I'll probably tell you what I've learned since I read her book, because it was quite some time ago that I read it. I would love to know what sort of topics would be of interest to you. So please let me know. Send me an email to ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog, or find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author, and let me know what you think you would like me to talk more about in terms of being ordered and being organized. I will chat to you again soon, but I'm going to go off and eat one of the banana muffins I made this morning. And I hope that you're having a good time too. And yeah, I look forward to talking to you again next time.